filling your reserves. You're preparing to release a wave. If she keeps going like this, even with your clit untouched, you will have a rare climax from digital vaginal stimulation alone. That and the stimulus of her perfect mature body, those huge breasts, her hips, and other generous proportions, all pushed against you, atop you, beautifully framing your mind and body with her many arms, her vast form. And she's muscled. She takes care of herself. You feel the faint stickiness on your thigh where her arousal has overflowed, and she's still humping away. You're not even sure she knows she's doing it, but you don't comment. You cannot, for that would mean ceasing sucking on her breast, and it is so pleasant to give pleasure. Her twitches and her moans are so responsive in doing anything else, commenting on anything at all, doing anything but suck harder on her nipple, try to pull more of it into your mouth, hope she rewards you with a third finger or even some clitoral pleasure. Yes, that's all you can and want to do. She gazes down at you, pulls away just a little so you can see her looking down between her own breasts, down at your face. I had planned a rougher time. There are whips and even a different outfit in the corner there. She doesn't point your gaze over there, but you trust her. But the two hands massaging your back switch their movements. Moving to the front, she traces around your nipples with them, now pushing her chest into your face again. Another hand is still fingering between your legs. One slides down to touch the corners of your lips, exploring the interface point between your tongue, your mouth, and her nipples. I cannot bear to mark this skin, she says. The hand on your face slides around to the back of your neck, and all four hands dig in their own way, touching you, watching the subtle shifts in your skin, the way you respond and contort. The two fingers lodged in your pussy now are curving, pushing in and out but brushing the front wall. So slowly, it is almost but not quite divine, almost but not quite torture, too. Not this time, at least, she adds. She pulls away, her breasts away from your mouth. Her eyes still glow like rubies, like promises you know will be kept, like sunset. Certainly the sun is setting on you doing anything else tonight, going anywhere except into her clutches, deeper into her web, here in her parlor. A sound escapes you, a pure expression of lust from deep inside, undeniable, pathetic, beautiful, exquisite, vulnerable, rare. You lay bound in her web, in her parlor. She is above you, and you know her height, her strength, her speed. You surrender. And this consenting and eager body slides into a mode of arousal, which comes with more juices slickening your lower passage, with your mouth opening, displaying your tongue, almost begging for another kiss. No, in fact, begging for another kiss. She obliges. But this time, despite the care shown with her last, she brushes her fang against your lip. Only lightly enough to very slightly scratch, and a buzz begins. Only pleasure, a buzz throughout all of you, your whole body, buzz running. She swallows deeply. You think you know what's going on. The pleasure rising in you, the wetness flooding even more. You thought you surrendered a moment ago. You thought you let yourself enjoy her. But this new surmounting of your being, flowing from your lips, spreading to your head, through your chest, down your nervous system. Your nipples are pointing, and your pussy is just soaked. You begin to pant, your tongue pushed out of your mouth, inviting her to kiss you again, to kiss you more and more, and you want anything, everything. Your back is arching, tingles up and down your spine, awakening thoughts, and then those thoughts slow down, because there is no room in the crowded push of arousing fantasies for anything else. Her huge breasts, her curvaceous, mature form, the way she is fingering you continuously while kissing, exploring, enjoying your skin. She begins to pant too. She has exposed herself to her pleasure venom as well, so you might as well both enjoy. You smile at her. You intended it to be an encouraging, consenting smile, reminding her that you want this, that you came home with her and you're still thrilled at what she's doing, especially when her long, chitinous fingers slide out of your pussy, so you can feel the difference between fullness and emptiness. But the smile you do give her is dreamy instead, your eyes half-lidded. So sudden was her pleasuring of you, so sudden was the all-assailing pleasure, and so sudden now the heat of emptiness as her fingers do slide away. heat pleasantly pushed into your awareness by that fang scratch on your lip and the emptiness now between your legs. Her act of emptying you rather than letting the pleasure slacken, letting you think clearly, she emptied you instead, and it leaves you without relief. She was being so kind as to offer it a moment ago. Arousing helplessness is all that is left to you now. Empty, wet pussy begging for touch. And you could ask for help. You could ask her, beg her to keep fingering, to resume again, except you just have to suck on her nipples, pleasure her breasts, bring her pleasure in every way you can, because that's what you want to do. The emptiness builds and mounts. You want to ask, but you also want to bring more pleasure, more sensation, to feel her chest and explore her body and do so many things. Bound as you are to the web, your options are limited. But with those huge, beautiful breasts pushed against your face, covering you, heavy as they are, you could try to plead, you suppose. Try to plead for her to pleasure your wet pussy, that is spasming even now in a mechanical, searching way, thinking it should be full, but finding it is empty, this hungry orifice left empty, dripping, drooling juices. You could ask, but you're too devoted to giving her pleasure, so you have to wait. Wait until your lips on her breasts, the feeling those heavy mounds weighing on you. Wait until all of it enables you to come. Maybe you can come if you just get turned on enough. You know that with your pussy empty, barely stimulated, squirming in her web, both literally and figuratively now, you know climax will take much more than this. It would be so very easy to just drift away on the heat, lose yourself to the dripping. But keeping you anchored is the knowledge that through focusing you can make her moan. As she is moaning right now. And you can provoke her to arousal that drips and drools onto your thigh, her juices pooling. In a more composed state of mind, you might marvel and wonder at just how ably she can position her body. Since she stopped fingering your pussy, she has been rubbing and massaging you all over, everywhere else, finding other erogenous zones, enjoying and luxuriating in how your skin responds. She has laid her bare, beautiful, dark-skinned form over yours, so the two of you might as well have been a pair of ordinary lovers, rather than a hot older spider lady in tonight's bound conquest. She pulls her breasts away, showing that flexibility and precision once more, by looming over you quite intentionally. Your lips are wet with your saliva. You watch a trail of it which connected your tongue and lips to one of those big nipples break as she pulls up, leaving the shine on the tips. They almost hide her face from view, so massive are her tits, but she leans ahead, arching. Her red glowing eyes meet yours. There was composure once at the start of this encounter. Now she seems barely able to contain her lust. She did deliberately expose herself to her own lustful, arousing venom. Oh, how you feel it throbbing in you. But there is something more. She looks upon you as moment by moment your bloodstream carries more of her influence deliciously outward into her and into you. Her hands are reaching out. She has pulled away, so your wet pussy is dripping free and empty, brought into overdrive, your bound body in the sticky web, unable to do anything to inch closer to release, as much as you would be compulsively masturbating if you were free. You're caught there, so you moan. Deep and primal, needy from the inside, your eyes wet at the corners, your thighs wet and sticking together. The place you're in is private. You two are caught, at her mercy, and she at yours, for she finds it impossible, you can tell in her gaze, to resist you. You're getting highly aroused in the pleasure and temptation of true submissive surrender, and she seems to be getting more and more turned on by your body. You try to spread your legs more. Impossible in the web, but the way the webbing and restraint pushes back even against this tiny action intended to display your submission, that sparks you closer too. And she can obviously feel the pull of the web moving. She's panting as well, showing signs of arousal. You hear scuttling from outside the web as she turns, moving her body outside of it, out of your field of vision. She rotates to better position herself. Her huge tits are pressed once more to your face, she turning but keeping them in place, so now she's facing down your body. Instead of matching your position and direction, she's facing toward your feet, toward your pussy, overlaying you in reverse. Her tits are on your face, though, and that makes for an easy decision. You suck. You lick. You bury your face against her to the extent it is possible while bound in the web, and your body throbs in delighted agreement with your own actions. Giving any amount of pleasure makes it easier to stand your rising body temperature, sweating skin, your eyes rolling back, the pulsations which are coming from your pussy, and if you were masturbating yourself, they would by now have begun orgasm after orgasm. But with zero stimulus on your clit or inside of you, your body cannot convince itself, even in this chemically enhanced pleasure stupor, even with this hot woman atop you pleasuring you. Your body cannot convince itself to come. But the muscles in your body, in your belly, in your back, in your brain is an idea impossible to escape. You want it. You would do anything to provide pleasure, to seek it. You want. Your brain is dumping arousal of a frightful animal sort into you, and that is why when her breasts go away and you're left once more with no way to damp down the whirlwind of emotion and need, you cry out openly. Only to be rewarded by the feeling of her breath against your clit. She's clambering down your body, covering you from the other direction. You almost come right at the moment her tongue touches you. You hear creaking from the borders and boundaries of the web, like the force of your clenching body muscles might have pulled it free, almost. She slaps your inner thigh.